The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a light on the ups and downs of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're reflecting on a day when poor planning turned what should have been a fun event into a full-blown tragedy. The day was December 3rd, 1979. At a concert for the British rock band The Who, 11 people were crushed to death by a crowd of overeager fans trying to get inside Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum. The deadly incident was precipitated by the venue's general admission ticketing policy, known as festival seating. Under this system, the vast majority of seats were first come, first served. This led to a desperate scramble to claim the best unreserved seats, and in the ensuing chaos, 11 fans lost their lives, and many more were injured. According to the contract between the venue and the band, the majority of tickets had to be made available as general admission. The sales receipts for the Ohio concert show that nearly 15,000 general admission tickets were sold for $10 each. On the other hand, only about 3,500 tickets had been sold as reserved seating. The difference in cost was just $1, and many concertgoers would have surely paid the extra buck to avoid standing in a crowd for hours before the doors even opened. Festival seating was so unpopular that many other venues in the U.S. had already abandoned it by the late 1970s. The Riverfront Coliseum was one of the few holdouts. Remarkably, management had kept the system in place even though they had already witnessed the dangerous conditions it could create. 2 years before the Who concert, the venue had hosted a show by Led Zeppelin, with most of the tickets sold being festival seating. As expected, a large crowd began to form several hours before showtime, and eventually it turned violent. In the end, dozens of fans were injured that day, and 60 people were arrested. The Coliseum should have taken notice and done away with festival seating just as their peers had done, but they didn't. The Who concert on December 3rd, 1979 was scheduled to start at 8 p.m. with doors opening about an hour before that. However, since they weren't able to reserve good seats, general admission ticket holders had begun to gather outside the venue as early as noon. By 3 p.m., the crowd had grown so large that the police were called in to keep order in the Coliseum's plaza. It was a cold winter day in Cincinnati, and as the hours dragged on and the temperature dropped, the freezing crowd grew restless. At around 6:15, people at the back of the crowd began to push forward. This forced the people in front of them to do the same, and on until the people at the front of the crowd were finally pushed up against the locked glass doors at the Coliseum's west gate. One police lieutenant suggested that the concert promoters open the doors early for the safety of the crowd. However, he was told that there wouldn't be enough ticket takers on duty until 7 p.m. As a result, the forward crush continued for over an hour and a half until the doors were finally opened at 7:05. According to concertgoers, only 4 of the 16 doors were opened, and 2 of those were intermittently blocked by guards. This created a bottleneck of roughly 8,000 people. At 7:20, the crowd pushed forward so powerfully that one set of glass doors shattered. Other doors were then forced open by the crowd, and people began streaming through the plaza for the next 15 minutes. Coliseum security consisted of a handful of guards with billy clubs, none of whom stuck around once things turned ugly. The police were still on the scene, but they were so outnumbered there was little they could do to stop the flow of people. At last, at about 7:45 p.m., the 25-man police force began to work its way into the crowd. They quickly found the first of 11 concertgoers who had died from asphyxiation. As more bodies were discovered, additional police were called to the scene, along with emergency medical services and the fire department. The Who's manager, Bill Kerbishley, told the Cincinnati fire marshal that it would be dangerous to stop the concert because the fans inside might riot. The fire marshal agreed, as did the city's mayor, so the promoters were told to go on with the show as scheduled. As for the band members, they weren't told what had happened until several hours later, after their final encore. When they left the stage, Kerbishley took them into the tuning room and told them that 11 people had just died before the show. 3 days after the concert, lead singer Roger Daltrey spoke of the incident, saying, quote, "Initially, we felt stunned and empty. We felt we couldn't go on, but you gotta. There's no point in stopping." In the aftermath, most people held the crowd responsible for the deaths, instead of the promoters, whose negligence had created the unsafe conditions that led to those deaths. The coroner's office echoed the idea, listing the cause of death as, quote, "suffocation due to accidental mob stampede." Local TV stations followed suit, depicting the concertgoers as a drug-crazed mob. But according to survivor Mark Helmkamp, the majority of the people in the crowd weren't perpetrators of violence. They were prisoners, trapped in place by a sea of heaving bodies that compressed them on all sides. As he put it, quote, "there were too many people and just 2 doors open. It was a slow squeeze, not a stampede." Promoters across the country recognized the role that festival seating played in the tragedy. The city of Cincinnati took their advice and quickly outlawed festival seating at all of its concert venues. That ban was eventually overturned decades later in light of improved crowd control measures. Despite a more serious approach to crowd control, deadly incidents still occur at concerts and festivals with alarming frequency. In each case, they serve as sobering reminders that there are much worse things than having a bad seat. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any feedback or suggestions you'd like to share, you can also write to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.